Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back with you in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And as a reminder, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have delivered. We responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, it is time once again to go around the horn and have our good friend back with us in studio. And that, of course, is Andy Pondillo. I really should give you a new nickname and call you Ben Affleck because you looked so amazing all dressed up last Friday night at the Gao Manor for our Final Four party. You looked fantastic.
Why, thank you. I went all black. I saw him do that on the Batman versus Superman movie, so I got inspired by his style.
I was like, who is this guy? Totally impressed, Andy. So, all right, so let's get to some of these early storylines in the season. And Robinson Cano, he has been in fuego. He's been on fire.
Well, the Mariners have been waiting for this. He had two home runs the entire first half of last season. He's at four as we speak right now. So it's that's the big thing for the Mariners. I've talked about them as a threatening team this year. A lot of people shrug me off and say the Astros are running away with this division, but the Mariners are scary. Cano is one of those types of players that changes an entire game for you defensively, on the bases, with the bat. He is a five-tool player, and if Cano is right, that's going to give them a chance to win a lot more games this year over in Seattle. You think Rangers, you think Astros in the American League West. I think Seattle Mariners, I think, are a little more dangerous than the Rangers this year.
Your projections on Seattle, as I remember, were very, very high, but what has changed for Cano? Why has he come out, you know, guns blazing in 2016?
Well, he had a great second half last year. The overall numbers didn't look very good for Cano because we talk about numbers so much. We look at the 162-game sample, and that can get weighted down, obviously, by a bad few months, in which he had some pretty terrible months last year. Yeah, I don't really know what it is exactly, and maybe this is just a couple good games, and he goes back to not being his Yankee self of years ago. Right now, I'm impressed. He bats in a good lineup. They've fixed the top of the order situation a little bit over there in Seattle, and they have a new manager in Scott Servais. I don't think Lloyd McClendon was the guy in Seattle to lead them to a championship. So, you know, I really like this team. I like their lineup, and I know that a lot of people kind of question Seattle because they've liked them for a few years, and this team hasn't delivered, kind of like the Miami Marlins over in the National League East. Just wait a little bit. I think they're going to be competitive this year. I don't know if they're as good as the Astros, but I think they're pretty good.
Well, tell me how you think they will deliver, because when we step back and we look at 2015, their record was 76-86.
Well, the year before that, they're 87.
They had 87 wins in 2014.
They were a really good team in 2014, and then they fell quite a bit back. A lot of that had to do with the bullpen. A lot of it had to do with Cano really doing nothing through the entire first half of the season. One guy does not make a team, but when it is your three hitter, when it is a guy making as much money, when it is a clubhouse leader, and when it is a guy that's supposed to protect a Nelson Cruz, a Seager, guys in this lineup that probably aren't the guy. Robinson Cano is the guy. He needs to be that guy to be not just a good team, to be a great team, to be a playoff team. And I think that you get him turned around, that helps a lot. The bullpen's going to be a big factor. And I really think Lloyd McClendon is just a confused manager. There was a reason after he was done with the Pirates why he didn't coach for the better part of a decade. He was an assistant. Maybe that's his role. But as a manager, I don't think he was the right guy for that job. The jury is out on Scott Servais, a rookie manager. But right now, I feel like that is going to be a much better option for them moving forward.
Okay, you're listening to the familiar voice, Andy Pondillo, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're leading off talking about the Seattle Mariners. I thought we'd be talking some Astros. Obviously, you're very bullish on the player Robinson Cano. What about Nelson Cruz? How do you see him fitting in and the type of difference that he can make?
Oh, Nelson Cruz always makes a difference in that lineup, but you now have protection with Cano. Everything's about protection for these power hitters. We look at him differently. I look at there's only so many of the guys in baseball. The guy's Mike Trout. The guy's Bryce Harper. The guy's Buster Posey. But there's a lot of power hitters, a lot of run producers that they need a good lineup around them for them to max out their numbers. Nelson Cruz, I don't think, is the guy. He put up those types of numbers last year, but he's more of a guy that you expect to hit maybe 32, 33 home runs, driving 100 RBI. He needs people around him like Seager. He needs Cano around him to produce, and I think he can have a fantastic season. Even in that big ballpark in Seattle, he can have a pretty solid year if he has the lineup producing around him. Yeah, Felix Hernandez getting deep into games. Taiwan Walker ever figures it out in Seattle. It's all a domino effect, and Nelson Cruz should play a part of that for the Seattle Mariners.
You know, what's interesting, Andy, as I listen to you talk, it sounds like the Seattle Mariners, the ownership, they are not interested in a full rebuilding program. They have laid their plan in place, and they want to get after it. They want to win now.
Yeah, and some people a couple years ago ready to blow it up, and instead they went and signed Robinson Cano to, you know, what was it, $300 million, something stupid, $200+ million contract. They all start to run together after a while once they get to a certain amount. But either way, they go out and make that splash move. It kind of put them on the map that this team is serious. We had other teams coming up in the American League West doing it a different way. You had Oakland, who had a couple years where they had a run there where they were mixing and matching with trades. You have the Astros, who have built this incredible farm system. And then you have the Rangers, who, an aging team that nobody wants to ever pick them, yet somehow they find a way with a broken bullpen, an aging roster, a laundry list of injuries. It seems like everybody's on a stretcher over there, but yet they find ways to win games. So the Mariners haven't been able to really put anything to their credit yet with Cano, now with Nelson Cruz, with Kyle Seager. This is a good team, though. I would not overlook them if I'm a baseball guy.
Okay, so one more quick hit on Seattle. What is your projection? How do you see them finishing out in the AL West?
I think they're a wild card team. I think right now they're a playoff team. Doesn't mean they win the game. It doesn't mean they have a fantastic year, but you don't need to have a fantastic year in the American League right now. There's a lot of good teams. A lot of teams feel like they have a chance, but that's it. They're just good teams in the American League. You don't have those dominant San Francisco Giants on the even year. You don't have the Chicago Cubs over here. You really, even you look at the Kansas City Royals, I don't know if a lot of people look at them as a great team. They look at it as a team you probably don't want to face in postseason play with their experience now. But there's not really one particular American League team you think is just going to go out there and win 100 games. Therefore, there's going to be a lot of teams in the mid-80s. I think the Seattle Mariners are a mid-80 win team right now. I think they can get right back to that 87 that they were at 2 years ago, and I think that'll be enough for a wild card berth.
Well, a mid-80s team last year was the Houston Astros, 86 wins in 2015, and Carlos Correa, he has been killing the ball for the Astros. What's been going on?
Well, people say he's going to be the MVP in his second year. That's hard to do, especially when you play in the same league as Mike Trout. But again, you look at the American League, who really stands out in the AL? And it's usually going to be Mike Trout, and he plays for a team that I don't believe to be competitive at all this year. This will give Correa a unique opportunity to try and win that for himself. The defense, the base running, the power, a 462-foot home run on the second game in a year.
That's incredible.
What he's doing at this age is almost unheard of. And everyone compares him to A-Rod, and rightfully so. We have not seen a shortstop do this kind of stuff right out of the gate since A-Rod. You start comparing Carlos Correa's numbers to what he's done to this point of his career against some of the greats. He's ahead of Ken Griffey Jr. He's ahead of Barry Bonds. And I'm not saying he's going to be those players. It's very hard to predict anyone to be those players, some of the greats of all time. But it is crazy when you start crunching the numbers of what a 21-year-old is doing in Major League Baseball when most are still playing in college baseball.
Andy Pondillo with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to take a commercial break here momentarily, but give me some more hits on the Houston Astros. How do they look early on?
They look good. I mean, there's nothing that's alarming. There's nothing that makes you think they're going to go win 100 games. It's so early, it's hard to look at these sample sizes. They're hitting early. That's important. They're hitting the long ball early. We know they could do that. The important thing for them is how do you cut down the strikeouts, put more balls in play, and really just solidify that bullpen. Get Ken Giles out there as much as he can. Get him in pressure games. He pitched in kind of a spring training atmosphere last year in Philadelphia. Start to get these guys accustomed to that winning culture.
Okay, Andy Pondillo will continue with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we close out our number two right after this quick timeout.